Oh, we timed out. Anyway, so how much, what do you need to know? What else?
I really think that's all I need to know for that passenger. He's not, I changed the address to be the Gleason Street since he deboarded the bus. He's not, like, around your vehicle or anything like that. You can't see him anymore.
No, I could tell he went out to, you know, the street and walked down the sidewalk, so he was going some, I don't know where, but, yeah, he had walked away completely.
Okay, well, he's not a hand-to-hand. He does have the M code, but he's not listed as a hand-to-hand, so if he wanted to get off the bus there and was upset with the service he was receiving, that is his right to do so. Perform that you dropped him off. I'm going to check with the road supervisors and see if they want an incident report on this incident, but otherwise I would have you move on to your break. And then with the lift doors, you've double-checked they're secured properly, and then the other thing I would check is just make sure that the lift is stowed entirely back and nothing is, like, pushing on the lift doors, making them pop open.
Right, I'm going to take a look, but I think, yeah, I've went over it a couple times, and I'm like, wow, this thing is just randomly opening, but I'm going to really make sure. I haven't had a chance, so I am going to, you know, get break and do all that. I'm just going to perform his arrive in Perth, then, for 8557, and, yeah.
Copy that.